Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Henry, make that call. Tell Roe not to listen to this point because I'm about ready to open up here. Kelly and Mark, or Mark and Kelly now, gave their thoughts on the return of Jimmy Kimmel Live. And, of course, it's rare for the couple to address politics, they said. But they wrapped it around. They open up with the return of Jimmy Kimmel last night before they revealed what they thought about Kimmel's message. Jimmy Kimmel, you know, we know him personally. And when we tell you he's one of the kindest, most generous people that I know, cares about his family, takes care of his crew, his staff. He really, really cares, Mark said. Ripa added that Kimmel cares about people. And his statement last night, I think we're on point. He understands both sides. He was very humble in his speech, says Mark. Both hosts then agree that Kimmel's monologue was very responsible. One thing we, here it comes. We can all agree in the country that First Amendment is very important. We do a light show here. We don't talk about politics. We just don't do it. We think our fans at home want to escape. But we think it's important that we're all free because you never know. We can say something crazy and tomorrow we're gone. All right. So here going down Broadway with this, why make the exception around this? Now, they're both on ABC. And here we go. Constitutional scholars, we're back to the First Amendment. You know, Roe likes them, Henry, you know, the opening monologue. And the thing that Mark does is fun. Can he predict which story is true and all that? Okay. But if you want to step into this lane, okay, then you're asking for a bit of scrutiny here. Now, they're both pros. Do they not realize that this is indefensible, what he did last night? What he did was he set up a straw man. I'm kind. I care about my crew. Trump wants him fired. Imagine an American president. We played you this, not wanting Americans to be able to make an income. The 200 people on my crew, and he's going after the others. 1,000 Americans will be out of work because of Trump. And he just blew right past what the issue is, conveniently. The issue is this wasn't a joke that didn't land. The issue is not that he was insensitive to Kirk. By the way, Kelly, he did not name Kirk. He just said the young man, all part of the plan. The issue still is, and why Turning Point USA will not accept this, he just went right past what he tried to do. And he doubled back to make it worse. He went right past the lie that this was MAGA, known to be a lie because it was already out that that was not the case where his leanings were. Then he doubled back to say we should stop pointing fingers and try to then absolve the left, where the arrow is pointing now on a lot of this violence, not all, but a preponderance of it. Now, I don't think they were under orders from ABC that they had to do it. They know him personally. But this is the touchy-feely world you get into. When Kimmel is insufferable, he got caught. This is a pattern, Kelly. He got caught. And he refused to apologize the day after that. He tells us about all the fact checkers of his monologue. Now he's riding down Broadway that Trump brought him an increased audience. We'll see about that. But the way they did this and with their audience is, I'm not saying they were conniving. I just can't give them enough credit to even understand what I've said. Maybe that's even worse. Maybe that's arrogant on my part. They're out of their lane here. The issue is not a straw man of how much Jimmy Kimmel cares. I'm not even debating that, which I have a lot of doubts about in the real world here. It's about the fact he lied. He had to know he was lying. This was written down. It was the monologue. It was not a joke, because the monologue is a polemic. It's a political statement. That's what he does. Let's get at Trump tonight. Occasional joke thrown in. So if you're a fan, you should know that. That's where they went today. Why this in politics? Well, because they know Kimmel. It's not about knowing Kimmel. It's about the record here. It's about what he has done. So what they're essentially saying or ignoring is the savagery of this toward Trump. And then, more importantly than Trump, the attack upon people that are MAGA, Make America Great Again, that are supportive, attacking half the country. That's what he did here. He lied. He set up the straw man. You can see this coming. To say, I'm accusing me of being insensitive. I'm Jimmy Kimmel. I care. Trump doesn't. He wants these people fired. All right. So I will take, I'm not sure if that's the worst view of Kelly and Mark. And I'll tell Ro this. She was listening last night and was outraged and agreed the same thing, that he didn't answer what got us here to this point. He just went past that and tried to answer a straw man. People saying he's insensitive. He didn't want to be insensitive to the widow, to the memory of, quote, the young man. That's not who you attacked. You attacked half the country here that are Trump supporters. And this wasn't an ad lib, as far as we can tell, unless he says something else. Henry, if you find any of that, I'd like to keep that and play that a little bit. And look, I understand their friendship. I understand they're both on ABC. But again, this is just ignorance, in my view. It's ignoring what the beef is here. Can they really support that? Doesn't that demand an apology? All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe, light a candle for me when I get home. I'm not sure what Ro's reaction is going to be. I'm telling you, I'm really treading on dangerous ground here.
That's okay. You're a sweetheart. You could charm her. Dom, they're staying an arm's length away for a reason. They're not. It doesn't make them culpable. And although I like what Ted Cruz said today, he's got to go that extra step. Gavin Newsom and the likes of Gavin Newsom are the catalysts for this violence and their arm's length distance that they're keeping from them being viewed as the promoters and the catalyst of this violence. And people, Ted Cruz has to start naming names. Gavin, you can't keep doing the crap you're doing and expect different results.
And Joe, to that point, it's not just the demonization, it's the action, banning masks on ICE agents, yet Antifa, no word on that. Absolutely, you're sure. Right.
And in regard to what Gavin said, you know, should we ignore when he alluded to MAGA being a terrorist organization?
No.
You know, I mean, yeah. It's getting too far, and it's got to be recognized as going too far at this point, because we're beyond that.
Yeah, you heard Alan West. This is not the first time what was engaged here, what happened here in Dallas. And Joe, the only thing I would say about, and I said it with Alan West, and I mean it too, and he was on that. The ICE people, given where we are in America, they have to do a better job at their sites, put drones up, et cetera. Hate to say it, but guys, that's what you got to do.
Hell, I mean, just to stick it up their you know what, I would put a mask on a drone and fly it around.
I like the style. I hear you.
Here.
Yeah.
We're sending this off.
Yeah.
You know?
Give us your side today, Joe.
Mine is it's symbolic, but it was pertinent at the time. It was what was called the gateway to the West. It was a congregation point for all pioneers making their way west, and it was signified and iconicized by the archway, which is St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri.
Good one, Joe. Thank you. Thanks very much. You know, getting ready for this, when I saw this last night, the debut of a revisionist Western, Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid, I was reading an article of how they described the frontier and what that must have been like. The metric they used in the 19th century, it was statistically classified as an area having fewer than two, but no more than six Euro-American inhabitants per square mile. That's how they defined. That's the frontier then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. Yeah, that's what they were looking at. You know, the Native Americans were still there, et cetera, but does make sense. I'm looking at this rooftop in Dallas, and again, this looks like, you know, well, you can't protect against everything. You got to protect against stuff like this, oversight, et cetera. And it's pretty open. Henry, are you seeing that? There's not ledges or anything there per se, or no, of a ledge.
You could fall off. I mean, it's wet. It looks wet up there.
It does. They better be careful. Yeah. But what I mean is, though, you know, wouldn't that guy be visible? There's a little ledge there at some points, but not much hiding ground. And it's not that high up, but it is a vantage point. I mean, this is what's going to happen. They're being egged onto this. They're out of control with this. And this is an act of ideological violence. That's what the FBI, that's what they're charging. That's what they're looking at. The other side doesn't like that. They think that's unhelpful. It's just a criminal act. Why were the detainees shot? Legitimate question. I don't know that they were the target as much as they were talking about this guy. It was just firing wildly here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Right now, though, you know what happens every day here. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And we are playing today for a pair of tickets to see The Real Diamond, a tribute to Neil Diamond, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College. Saturday, October 11th. For tickets, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Yeah, Dom. So today, the side question, we have been asking for something associated with Westerns. When you think of Western music, I think the top person that might come to mind would be Johnny Cash, of course, right?
Yep.
He embodied it. He epitomized what it meant to be rough, tough, and Western. So I'm going to play you a Johnny Cash song. However, I'm going to try and tie a few things in here. Yesterday, you kind of complained that we haven't been getting a lot of foreign covers of songs in the last
weeks. Thank God Dan's not here to taking us to Finland. The Finns, Helsinki.
Dan's getting
well,
out of the bus. Yeah.
You know what? This might be a Western song, but you know what? It's covered by a band from Europe.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you the cover of Ring of Fire today.
All right.
I want to know the language / country of origin. I'll accept either that this song originates from. Something about this country before I play you the clue here. Just a little something. This landlocked country invented the term robot in an honor of the automated balls and strike system coming to the MLB.
Okay.
Might as well throw that in there. Robots are taking over the MLB. This country invented the term robot. So let's hear the song. I want to know the country of origin / language.
I have to make a judgment on a cover in a foreign language with Ring of Fire. Oh, my God. Landlocked.
Landlocked European country.
Okay.
And it should be noted that the band covering Johnny Cash here is the first modern country band in this country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of details here. Put them all together, and you're off to see one of our favorite groups, The Real Diamond, at the Zlock. Great spot. Don't forget Rich Cioli with Jack Carr coming up. Get your tickets. It'll be at the Zlock in October. 855-839-12.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
10.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, this must be a tough one today, Henry, or these people know it right out of the box. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Let's hear the clue, and we're looking for the country or the language, right, that's covering this song.
Correct. Landlocked European country, Dom.
All right. Landlocked. I'll make a turn here. All right. Let's go to Scott. I think I know it. In Northeast Philly. All right, Scott, country or language, what is it?
I think it's Hungarian.
Yeah, I can see Hungary. Told that story many times on the river there. No, on both sides of it. It's not landlocked that I'm thinking.
In the neighborhood, though.
Arlene in Blackwood, which is not landlocked. Arlene, what is the country or language? Hi.
Is it Switzerland?
No, that's a good guess, though, with Switzerland. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll take them off air. Make your guess. Kurt, when we get the winner, just let me know. And
let me give a clue real quick.
Go ahead.
Why not?
One more clue. Yeah.
This country is the legal successor to the crown of Bohemia.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to give you.
All right. You Bohemians out there, Bohemians out there.
Bohemians, they'll hop on the lines right now.
Exactly. All right, 855-839-1210. All right. J.D. Vance is speaking at this moment on the shooting of what we know at the Dallas ICE facility. And I wanted to link all this to something. Yesterday, as I understand, I mean, it's always, in my mind, the top or right up there endorsement that you want. Jack Cettarelli, another sign of what's happening in New Jersey, got the endorsement of the New Jersey State Police. Now, you would think, well, you know, come on, police, Republicans. I believe, I've read in several places, that Christie didn't even get that. In other words, they look at incumbency, and I've been critical of this. I get it, they have to deal with the governor, and they would usually endorse, I believe they endorsed Murphy both times. Okay? This is a breakout. And I will say, as I've said, and I'll break this down for you, it really bothered me when the FOP here locally in Philadelphia endorsed Josh Shapiro. And I realized they said, come on, Doug Mastriano didn't even think they should exist. So how could we endorse in that matter? Then don't endorse anybody, you know, because endorsing, when you endorse these Democrats, why should we ride to your rescue when they in one form or another go with their fellow Democrats, either in the tank? They're not with you if you're a cop. Let's face it. Democrats are not with you. Their tendencies are to try to coddle in some way, shape, or form criminals. Say cops are out of control, pounce on a particular incident. They're not with you. So then why continue to endorse? So long story. I'm very happy to see that they endorsed Jack Cettarelli yesterday, and that is significant. The momentum is there. Don't forget, we have that big event coming up October 10th. I believe around 4 o'clock it starts. Now, Rich is broadcasting live from it at Seaport, which is right on the board. It's a great facility, right on the boardwalk in North Wildwood, the end of the boardwalk, really, or almost the end. I'll be there. Matt Rooney, we're both speaking. The trifecta of three 1210 hosts speaking that day, all right, among others. Mike Donahue was on yesterday talking about it, and they're honoring Charlie Kirk in addition to everything else. A lot of people have said they're coming. It should be kind of like a return to what we saw with President Trump. You know, we're not going to get those numbers, but I think there'll be big numbers there supporting Jack Cettarelli. and this endorsement by the state police. To me, if I were running for office, that is golden. That's exactly what you want. Why could they not endorse, as they usually do, the Democrat in Mikey Sherrill? Well, maybe two things. One, they see her policies. They know what she's about. But two, they sense that Chetarelli has got the momentum, is going to win. And that's what I sense. I think it'll be close. It's a turnout election, but I think it's right there for the taking. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you could do is just push pound 1210. One other cut, Henry. We didn't get to play. We had a little glitch. This is cut 14. Last night, James Clyburn, real powerhouse in the Democrats, was on the Abby Phillips show, the one that Scott Jennings. It's the Scott Jennings show, really. And he's trying to distinguish why Kimmel should not have suffered anything here, yet it was fine for Biden to corral all the big tech companies, social media, and force them to not let Americans have information, oh, I don't know, about things like ivermectin during COVID. Remember all that COVID shutdown we learned about? Couldn't get through on that. The people that were deplatformed during COVID. Well, that's disinformation. That's okay. Here's what Clyburn said.
Alleging that in a new letter, even though they didn't do it at the time, what do you make of the argument that those two things are the same?
Well, I don't think they're the same, simply because Biden, if any of this took place, these weren't jokes. This wasn't a TV show. This was a pandemic. And we didn't need to have misinformation going out about this pandemic. There was enough coming from the president at the time. What, put Clorox in your veins? That's the kind of foolishness the Biden administration was trying to oppose.
Suppress.
What they were asking is, let's not put out information that you know is not true. We have the same problem going now. What's going to happen with Tylenol now? No science anywhere supports what the president said today about Tylenol. All of the science is to the contrary. I don't think you ought to be trying to equate what happens to be an illness sweeping the world with somebody telling a joke on television.
All right, let's be clear here. Can somebody jump in and put a point on this? It wasn't a joke, buddy. It wasn't a joke. It was a statement. It was a political statement. It was a lie. It wasn't a joke that didn't land. Can anybody just bring clarity to this and the deference you have to pay this guy? My goodness. So fine to censor Americans making a choice for their health. That wasn't censorship. That was stopping disinformation. But an outright lie that won't be apologized for, that's a slur, that defamed, that is completely insensitive. Well, that's a joke. You're a joke. By the way, I'm just looking at this morning. Kimmel's defenders, like Kelly and Mark this morning, the FCC's public interest standard violates the First Amendment, is what they're saying. At the center of this, the U.S. Supreme Court has consistently said, quote, no one has a First Amendment right to a license or to monopolize a radio frequency, to deny a station license because the public interest requires it. It is not a denial, Supreme Court, of free speech. But of course, due to the fact the media is either incompetent and ideological, they're not going to make that point to people. People are just going to scream free speech. And here we go. Kelly, this is the type of insidious nature of this. Two people jump into a lane because of caring Jimmy Kimmel, and they get to ignore, because their audience doesn't know any better, they get to ignore what this beef was really all about. And we could make it, we had the platform. It's not about a joke. It's about attacking a group of people who are making the point that the left is mainly responsible for this political violence. That's a statistical fact. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Rich Bryan, Republican running for mayor over in Downingtown. His opponent, the Democrat, is transgender, running for the first time, and that's getting a lot of interest. What are the other issues? And we'll get a winner. Oh, let me go to Joe in Bordentown. I'm sorry here. Joe, what's the answer to today's Money
the
Melody?
The answer is Czechoslovakian, because and the robot in Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Put you on hold. You are the winner, and indeed, that's landlocked. We saw the only, the pretty much the one way in and out, World War II, when Hitler went into Sudetenland there. Any more on that, Henry? That was quite a...
No, I mean, my next clue is going to be they went under a name change recently because they're no longer Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic. It's
that's right.
Chechnya.
It is? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I still will call it Czechoslovakia. Some of these things...
So you're two names behind.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm proud of it. It's not Myanmar. It's Burma, buddy. And it always will be Burma. There might be a side question there of what we still will call things we're not going to change.
Twitter. I will never call it the other thing.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
You know what? That would be the winner. And yes, mm-hmm. when I have a person say X, I know they're trying to be nice, but let's stop confusing it. It's Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you say X, a bit of pretension coming in, I'm thinking.
Right.
I think
there
so
we
too.
Go. Bit pretentious. We're still saying Twitter. Write that one down as a possible side tomorrow. I think it could work. All right. My friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for years. You know about that. Usually Dwayne comes out, but all the guys and women that do this are one thing in mind, two things really. They're immaculate and they love showing you water that's pure. The water test, the free water test. And right now we add to that. You can save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking system and save $40 off the UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. Already own a water conditioning system? Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, all that you have to do, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall. Remember, martinwater.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So we had a little bit of fun today. Over under, how big is Downingtown? And we overshot a little bit. I think we both did.
Yeah, I should know better, too.
Yeah, you're closer. It's only about 8,000-something. And Henry wants to know, why does it have two big high schools? Downingtown, on the radar here, though, locally, and the Inquirer can't get enough because we have a race for mayor there. And I think, from what I can tell, things like flooding, you know, are one of the common that seem to be in the little bit I've read about it. We have the Republican candidate for mayor, Rich Bryant, with us here in a second. But the opponent is transgender. And you see how often the media goes to the representative from Delaware, who's also transgender. It becomes a big thing. Versus what do you want in a mayor of Downingtown? Let's find out with Rich Bryant. He's here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Give us a little slice. Why are you running for mayor? Where did you come from? What have you done?
you want to go back to when I was born? I was born in Philadelphia, baptized at St. Edward's, went to St. Bonnie's for grade school.
Wait a minute. St. Edward's in South Philly?
What's that? No, North Philly.
Oh, North Philly. Okay. All right. We beat St. Edward's at King of Peace every year. Killed them, just for the record. But, Rich, I'm talking about your background now running for mayor. Have you held office? What is your skill that you bring to this?
Well, I've got about 23 years of experience in cybersecurity, emergency management, and business continuity. I've done work like that for a long time and worked pretty closely with law enforcement. I mean, before that, I spent about 10 years in Philadelphia working for an actual private police department at the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I bring a lot of experience with law enforcement in regards to that in terms of business continuity. And that includes leading communications. Like during the Boston bombing, you remember that?
Yo, sure.
I had to, I was on call that night, unfortunately, and they picked up the phone and said, hey, you have to get a hold of everyone and tell them what to do because there's a Boston bomber in our Boston location nearby, and you have to be able to help those people stay safe. So when you do that in those days, what we had to do is either contact the executive management or the operations management. You had to decide who you were going to contact about a crisis problem. I figured that's a branding problem. If anything happens, the executives will want to know. Got both groups on the phone, was able to find out what the people were doing in the building and got them safely where they needed to be at the right time. You know, keeping people safe, protecting resources, and getting results, Downingtown needs that kind of leadership, not just good intentions.
Why is that? I read something, I don't have much Downingtown knowledge. Is there flooding a problem? Is there an infrastructure problem there, Rich? What is it?
Well, I've been talking to supporters, and there's different problems. The flooding problem seems to be one of the front-end problems. What bothers me about the problem that they've had this problem for decades, and all they keep doing is studying the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I went to a recent council meeting, and they're doing yet another study. They had a person who was running against my opponent before who actually had a pretty good flood plan. I thought it was a great plan. It looked good to me. And then when that person did not make the roster as a, a Democratic candidate, they took that flood plan and they trashed it.
All right. So, Rich, let's talk about the elephant in the room, so to speak. Now, there's a lot of attention on a town of 8,000 because your opponent is transgender. How does that play out? How do you campaign around that? Do you just ignore it? Is it giving a celebrity status to this? Because it is pretty different, and it's ripped right from big issues that are going on.
Well, I think a lot of us know one or two people that have a situation like that going on. I know in my own family, we have a person in our family who's transgender. So you have to be sensitive to people and what they want to do. But I don't think that has anything to do with the election. What I look at is experience. And what bothers me about my opponent is not so much that, but where they're getting their funding. I mean, more than 52% of their funding comes from outside, out of state. PACs like LGBTQ Victory Fund, Advocates for Transgender Equality, LPAC, other places like that. There's a lot of funding coming from outside, and very little funding is actually from people that live in the town.
Yes, that's a fair point to make, and that's what happens historically in situations like this. Is it a Democrat or a Republican town, by and large?
Well, it's definitely Democrat. There hasn't been, here's another interesting thing, there hasn't been a Republican opponent to any Democrat in this town for almost a decade. So that means for the last 6 years, the current mayor was appointed about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he ran for office, he ran as a Republican, as a Democrat, as an independent. I guess he wanted to cover all the bases. But there's been nobody to oppose him. I'm the first one to come along. People ask me because I have experience in this area. A lot of people don't know me because I do cybersecurity and you can't talk about your clients.
Exactly. Where do we find you? Do you have a Facebook set up? Do you have a website? Where do people go?
I'm on Facebook. I also have a website that was put together by my campaign manager. And
where do we go?
You want to know the exact
URLs? Yeah.
All right, hold on a second here. I have to look it up myself. I'm really sure.
Okay.
Let's see what this is here. Oh, it's going to be Facebook. It's Rich Bryant for Downingtown Mayor is the Facebook site.
Okay.
And as far as the other site, let's
we have Rich Brian, richbrianformayor.com, richbrianformayor.com.
Yeah, Rich Brian for mayor, for downtown mayor is the website for Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, Rich, thank you. Keep us in the loop as the campaign continues.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, well, one thing I'd love to add, I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Hold a second here. I've been walking the streets talking to supporters, and basically one of them said to me, when you talk to Dom, you have to ask him this question.
Okay.
So I'm it has to do with Captain Chucky's and Dom Rolls.
Yeah, well.
And he said that.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there, Rich. Thank you. Thanks very much for it. All right. I thought it would be gravy sauce or the hair.
That's what I thought he was
going. Or the 40-yard football throw. There's usually the first three. I can give you the first 10 questions they
ask. I thought for sure he was going with gravy.
Yeah, exactly. I thought gravy was there. All right. We are set up for the lightning round. Something Western. We've heard some great ones today. Coming off the fact that we have the debut of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm still, during the breaks, taking a look at this today from Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. And it's just noise beyond belief because in every they admit it themselves. Look, they're doing just a lifestyle show and all that. But this is where these notions get inbred about the big issues of the day. They want to step out in this politically. They have to answer for it because they know Jimmy Kimmel, because they're trying to curry favor in Hollywood. He's such a caring person. We're in complete ignorance and we're just screaming the First Amendment. And how many times have we talked about it? Do they not know that these are precious broadcast license and there's a public duty part to that? Unlike cable and unlike other things, there's a smaller pool of licensure to get. And I believe Kimmel clearly violated that, or at least the affiliates and others are stung by it when he attacked as he routinely does. How caring can you be when in the middle of the grief over Charlie Kirk, you attack half the country, you lie and say that they are putting forth a lie, that this is political violence from the left? Of course it is. And we know pretty much the transgender message here and the hatred of Kirk because of that. Today, we see it again, apparently, with the shell casing. And no amount of denial from Jimmy Kimmel in a one-night audience screaming the First Amendment by the very people. Well, we have a cut here of Kimmel, Henry. This is Kimmel. I mean, this is almost, this is cut 12. And again, I don't think most of this stuff is unrehearsed. I think he knows pretty much exactly what he's going to say. Here's what he said about people who were not vaccinated.
Hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Hey, Kelly and Mark. Kelly and Mark, okay? That's the caring Jimmy Kimmel. Now, anybody can have bad, but this is constant, and this is scripted, and this is a monologue. So stay in your lane. My point is, who listened to Kelly Mark? They get this message out there without any context, and I'm not saying they even know. I'm claiming they don't know. They think this is just First Amendment. How dare you? He's a caring man. Why are you taking away his right to speak? And we explained what the backstory on this is, what this really is. So I'm lighting candles that these affiliates, Sinclair and Nexstar, are not going to capitulate. They're one-fourth of the affiliates. If they don't, this is going to be an interesting showdown. Remember, a broadcast license is different. There is a public duty. All he had to do is come back on Tuesday night, either say he misspoke, give a brief explanation. Of course, I'm not impugning half the country, because he routinely does impugn. That was an example. And it's not even someone shows up with active COVID, whatever. He's talking about someone who's a heart attack victim and they show up and they're asked, are you unvaccinated? You die. Okay, that's humor. Humor's sometimes rough. Don't give me the caring posture then. Don't give us that with all of your buddies. They're out of line, both of them, big time. And the point is, this is how this stuff gets reinforced. 855-839-1210. Jump on board.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that is right. Let's go to Pat in Lehigh Valley. All right, Pat, what's that Western motif? What's the thing that always happens?
Showdowns. Showdowns with the movies that spend 5 minutes and do it going over the twitching of the eyes, the throwing back of the poncho. You know,
right.
I mean, the cigar in the mouth, you know, clenched down. You know, I mean, like, they look up and they down. You can see the fingers, you know, I mean, like, they want you to get involved. Showdown's it.
Well, that propels me to ask in the showdown, Henry, you got it. That's such a dead on. You got to do Tombstone, and we both like Doc Holliday's classic line.
Yeah, I'm your Huckleberry.
There you go. Absolutely. And if you see The Quick and the Dead, I've told you the big stars that are in it. You see they do a lot with the bullet traveling through and dropping the person.
Oh, really?
Including Gene Hackman. Oh, yeah. And
don't
scene,
spoil it.
And yeah, well, that's not a spoiler, but the DiCaprio thing as the kid gunslinger, who may or may not be his son, you have to see the dying scene there. Really well done.
All right.
Yeah, even for a Western, really, really different. Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Wonderful show today. Love the education that I get when I listen.
Thank you, Gary, very much.
You're welcome. You know, everybody's going over these things that are the tropes, the common themes, the gunplay. I'm used to watching movies now, and I actually count how many bullets come out of a gun. And it never ceases to amaze me how many times they got multiple shots.
Yes.
Anyway, what interests me the most is you got these guys that get on horseback and they're going to go 2-3 days at a top, and they're going to camp outside. It never rains. They don't need a sleeping bag. They don't need a tent. They don't need food. They just go, and they go, and they go, and they go. And it's not the things that you see. It's the things you don't see. And you're like, I can't do that, and I live in a modern world.
That is a great point. You really don't see food, Henry.
No.
You know, I mean, occasionally, some trying to be more authentic Westerns, they show some hardtack or they're cooking something.
Yeah,
up,
like I'm trying to think right now, like maybe bone tomahawk, they have like some rations, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's very, very minimal. That's pretty good. It's what they don't put in. Yeah. Joe in Exton. Joe, what do you have?
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi,
good afternoon.
Joe.
In the late 19th century, the American cavalry would station forts throughout the Midwest to protect pioneers going to California to partake of the gold rush. This idea of the fort is one of the themes of the show Rin Tin Tin.
Thank you, Joe. Somebody had an interesting cut. The Joe of Exton parody account said that Joe knows something about chaps.
Yeah.
You know, they were,
all chaps are styled
chaps
a certain way.
Yeah, styled a certain way. That was pretty clever here. All right.
Those Joes said that too.
Yeah. Let's go to Bill in Saturday. Bill, what's yours today?
Oh, it's Terror in a Tiny Town. It's like they took the cast of the Munchkin cast from The Wizard of Oz and they decided to make a Western. All the buildings are normal.
Right.
They have to take they leave their hats on so they can open the saloon door so they don't knock the hats off. And it's a musical.
Thank you, Bill. All right, Kirk, who did you like today?
I'm going there's some real good ones.
Yeah.
I'm going with Mike from Medford.
Mike from Medford, which was
he did the Piano Man.
That was a great one. That and the casket guy are on my mind.
Yeah.
The piano guy was very good. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so Mike in Medford, the Piano Man. Greg in the Northeast with shooting the casket maker. And then you know what? I like Pat in Lehigh Valley's answer of the showdown, explaining everything that goes on in those still frames.
Yeah,
the twitches. The
I like Gary's
the looks.
Too. But
yeah,
I think
Gary's is right there as well. No food.
Pat in Lehigh Valley, I think I'll go with when she fleshed out the totality of it. That is spot on.
All right,
we'll do it again tomorrow. Stacey Garrity here. Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox will be here. about the continuing controversy, and we'll update you on what's happened in Dallas, sadly, again. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.